I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Today is the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the United States. At a commemoration ceremony at the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, spoke of the nation's losses on September 11th, and in the two decades since, he said, all of the values and principles embedded in our Constitution and made real in our daily lives were paid for with the blood of the fallen on this place at 9:37 on September 11th, 2001. 9:37 was the time in the morning of September 11th when American Airlines Flight 77 hit the Pentagon, killing 125 people in the building and 64 on board the plane. In New York, a ceremony at Ground Zero began with a moment of silence at 8:46 a.m. That's the time Flight 11 struck the North Tower of the World Trade Center. It was followed by the annual reading of the names of each victim who died in New York. Among the readers was Lisa Reyna, who was 8 months pregnant when she lost her husband in the attacks. Joseph Reyna Jr. worked on the 101st floor of the North Tower. Reyna said her 19-year-old son is the spitting image of his late father, a man he never met. She also said 20 years feels like an eternity, but it also feels like yesterday. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden attended the ceremony in New York, along with former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama, and former President Bill Clinton and former First Lady and also New York Senator Hillary Clinton. The Bidens were also to attend memorials in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. Former President George W. Bush is also expected to attend the ceremony in Shanksville. This is VOA News. President Biden's administration is gearing up for another major clash between federal and state rules over its sweeping new vaccine requirements that have Republican governors threatening lawsuits. While many details about the rules remain unknown, some experts say Biden appears to be on firm legal ground to issue the directive in the name of protecting employee safety against the coronavirus and COVID-19. Republicans swiftly denounced the mandate that could impact 100 million Americans as government overreach. They vowed to sue. AP's reporting that the United States has removed its most advanced missile defense system and Patriot batteries from Saudi Arabia in recent weeks, even as the kingdom faced continued air attacks from Yemen's Houthi rebels. AP made the report after analyzing satellite photos from Saudi Arabia. The redeployment of the defenses from Prince Sultan Air Base outside of Riyadh came as America's Gulf Arab allies nervously watched the chaotic withdrawal of the U.S. troops from Afghanistan, including their last-minute evacuations from Kabul's besieged international airport. While tens of thousands of American forces remain across the Arabian Peninsula as a counterweight to Iran, Gulf Arab nations worry about the U.S. future plans as its military perceives a growing threat in Asia that may require those missile defenses. A senior U.S. envoy said Saturday he's delivered reassurances to Ukraine and Poland on mitigating any threat posed by Russia's Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. He added, however, that the new project is a reality. Amos Hochstein, the State Department's senior advisor for energy security, told Reuters news agency there is what he called breathing room until 2024 to ensure Ukraine keeps its status as a gas transit country. But he urged Kiev to move toward alternative energy resources. The United States has been Ukraine's most powerful backer in a standoff with Moscow since Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula in 2014. But Kiev opposes a U.S.-German deal in July that allowed the completion of the $11 billion Nord Stream 2 project. Russian company Gazprom said on Friday it had finished construction of the pipeline, which will take natural gas to Germany via the Baltic Sea and bypass Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky's government fears Russia will use that as a geopolitical weapon and deprive Ukraine of billions of dollars in transit fees. Ukraine's current transit deal with Russia expires in 2024. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.